We are jumping right into it on this episode. Yes, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. If you are here, you know what this is. We're talking about getting things done. If you try to keep up in this modern society, you've probably found yourself struggling with finances, groceries, rent, gas, bills, basic living expenses, time. And if none of this is really being affected in your life, then that's great for you. Props to you. I'm actually sincerely happy for you because I know there are probably some, but I feel like there's so much turbulence for everyone. And we're just not talking about it. So myself, I'm sure many of you can resonate feeling this way. Every day I wake up, I lay on my bed, get up, turn the alarm off, come back down, and lay for another 15 minutes or so. Fall back asleep accidentally, then snooze, then finally start my day after dreading having to wake up. And for me, a lot of times, this is even after having 7 hours of sleep, even after having 8 hours of sleep. And it's because I just feel, it just feels never ending sometimes. And sure, you could say that's life, right? But actually, no, life is ending. Life does have an end. So why don't things during life have an end? It feels like, I don't know. Eating, drinking water, sure, those don't have ends, but showers have ends. Right? A lot of times ends justify the means, but what is the ends of working every day? What is the ends of living in the same place every day? What is the ends of having the same habits every day and doing the same thing every day? Being in the same predicaments, being governed by the same people or similar. Why? You know, like, it really makes me think, why would I put all my time and energy and effort into all of this when it all feels so much out of my control? And that's pretty much it. That's the key, is it's out of your control. So there's nothing you can really do. And sure, like, before people come and say, yeah, well, you can do things with politics, you can do things. You can't do everything. No one can save everything. No one can fix everything on this planet. No one can fix everything on this country. No one can fix everything in their own life. Right? Your life is always going to have storms. It's always going to have something. Your life is always going to be outside of your control to an extent, if not substantially. Right? So I don't want to hear, oh, you're trying to downplay politics. No. I'm keeping it real because that's what this podcast is about. That's what people come on here to talk about, real things. That's why I wanted to make it, because I want people to make it. And it's funny because when I first made this podcast, making it had a definition that involved money, that involved some sort of achievement or accomplishment, some sort of status, maybe fame, some sort of recognition, some sort of accolades. And now it's satisfaction and gratitude and purpose and fulfillment. And do I feel as though my time is being put to good use? Because that's all we have. I don't know if you realize that. I don't know if you've thought about that in a while, but time is all you have. And to be honest, you barely have that. You barely have that. And that is, yet again, another thing that is outside of your control. So what is the end game here? If no one's asked you in the past 5 months, 5 weeks, 5 days, here I am. What's the end game here? What are you doing? What'd you do today? And why did you do everything you did today? Seriously. Why? And if you can justify everything, that's perfect. That means it sounds like you're living the life you want to intentionally. And I think that's a huge win in my book. And I don't really know what else to ask for, honestly, especially a life that, you know, is as close to what you could envision in your own mind. And I think relationships, and I think helping others, and I think spreading love is a huge, huge purpose of life as well. Don't get me wrong. I am a believer in Christ being the Savior, and he also pushes that love is the greatest commandment and the greatest thing that we need to give to other people. So I focus, and I've been doing that my whole life, really. For those that know me personally, hopefully you can say that you felt that, you know, I've been sharing some love of Jesus or just even love in general. But I mean, I've always tried to be a kind person and not just a nice person, but a kind person, a genuine person, and a relator, because I, for one, don't think that I am anything super significant and better than anyone, and I've never felt that way. I've had judgment towards people that chose to do wrong. I've had that sort of judgment before in my younger days, where I felt a little bit better than people that do wrong. But then I've gotten older and just kind of realized that wrong really is just a different shade of gray, you know. And I don't mean gray as in like what is right and what is wrong. I mean it's just another color choice. Like, we all do wrong. Your wrong might be blue, my wrong might be green, this other person's wrong might be yellow, but at the end of the day, it's all wrong. And again, that's a whole different topic of, you know, wrongness and immorality and what things are worse than other things. But at the end of the day, I just encourage everyone to not even worry about that stuff, because I mean, that's, if you look at social media too, I think that's a big trap, and that's what people don't realize. So audit your time and what pages you follow and what messages are coming across, because even myself, like, I find myself sometimes just getting caught up in these arguments of people insulting themselves, and it's like some of these accounts don't even have their legitimate profile pictures. And then before you even get involved, like, some people might pull your IP address or something, or do something really shady. So, like, it's just ultimately a crazy time in general. And I appreciate any safe space and moment of sanity and moment where people can just be real with themselves and open up. And there are a lot of places still available like that, like in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, for example. So, yeah, if you have heard of that and you're familiar, then hey, come visit, because we'd like to have you back. But if you haven't, I definitely encourage. There's a lot of cool places here, a lot of chill people here, and Lancaster County is pretty slow living, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So yeah, that's pretty much what I want to come on here to say. That's kind of like my revelation. I feel like a lot of times in my previous journeys, I kind of sat around and just kind of waited for revelation. But now, I think being in tune with myself and just kind of, you know, the moment that something feels off, because desire and craving, a lot of desire is one thing, but feeling that you're just doing something wrong and kind of just being discontent or uncontent, I don't know what that word is, but with your life in general, I think that's kind of a serious problem. And that's when I would take a step back and just kind of look at my life and just kind of ask myself, which is what I did, like, you know, why do I feel this way? What's causing me to feel this way? And ultimately, that even helped me realize what I'm grateful for, like my job and like where I live and like my gym and just being able to be single and only feed myself right now and kind of do the same thing, simplify, and just, I don't know, being able to pay my bills, like that kind of stuff. Like, even though I wish there were no bills, but that kind of stuff just brings you back to the ground. And I know there's a lot of things that we do to throw ourselves in dopamine to kind of cope with what goes on. And I don't think coping is inherently bad either. I think we all cope in some way. Listening to podcasts could be even a form of coping. But, you know, you could just be listening to listen, and that's cool too. But either way, I am grateful for anyone that comes listen to my podcast. And yeah, I think that's a nice segue to the end. So if you enjoyed this episode, please let me know. That was just what I was thinking, what I've been feeling. And I'm really trying to be efficient and really trying to get more content out, because now I actually believe in this. And it's not that I didn't believe in it before. It's that I believe that I could do it while I'm trying to do everything else in my life, because I was building a marketing career. And I'm doing that 5 years now. And I think I reached a good spot, you know, where I feel like I can understand marketing. I can understand my place. I find myself talking to other marketers now kind of coherently. I feel like there's not like a huge, oh, maybe there's some esoteric SEO knowledge I still don't know yet, so let me humble myself and not act that informed. But I spend just as many hours looking up other things, if not more. So don't be stuck in your head. Step outside, literally, especially it's springtime, and if it's nice, get outside and try and enjoy the day. Try and do all you can to just do the best you can. So yeah, let me know what you think. If you want to be on here, don't be afraid to hit your boy up. Let me know what you want to hear me talk about. And I thank you one more time for listening. See you on the next episode. Peace.